Now, staying with this story, we'll go to Paul Reynolds, our crime correspondent, for the latest developments. Paul, what's the latest? What can you tell us?
Well, the 17-year-old boy arrested at the scene yesterday morning remains in hospital today. The teenager, as we know, sustained non-life-threatening injuries during the row among teenagers at the emergency residential unit in Donaghmead. Now, the unit, which is located in an apartment block at Grattan Wood, provided care to four unaccompanied minors. These were separated young people who arrived in the country seeking international protection. The teenager who died was from Ukraine. He sustained severe injuries to his head, face and upper body. Two other teenagers at the unit were also attacked. One managed to fight off the assailant. The unit is staffed on a 24-hour basis, Tusla says, and a female member of staff on duty he tried to intervene during the row and sustained what are described as minor injuries. She was treated at the scene and later in hospital before being discharged. The two other teenagers did not require hospital treatment and have since been moved on to another location. Now, the Gardaí are waiting for the 17-year-old to recover sufficiently well to be interviewed. They will require the services of specialist child interviewers and an interpreter, but they will not speak to the boy about what happened or why until medical staff deem him fit to be interviewed. The scene at the care centre in the apartment complex remains sealed off today for ongoing forensic examination.
Paul, has there been any reaction to this incident?
Yeah, I mean, as we heard in Keane's report there from the area, there has been a universal sense of shock and sadness at the severity of the attack and at the killing of a teenage boy, a child in law. The Taoiseach, the Taoiseach, the Ministers for Children and Justice, opposition politicians, local representatives, they're all saying pretty much the same thing, expressing their sympathies to the bereaved family and those injured during the incident, stressing the importance of the well-being of the young people and the staff at this facility, and the importance of offering them every possible support at what is a very difficult time. And they also point out that the Gardaí will conduct a thorough and professional investigation, that it's important they are allowed the time and space to follow due process, establish the facts, consult with the DPP, bring the case before the courts, and in this case, it'll be the Children's Court, where by law the identities of the children and their families are protected.
Now, we know that cases like this can lead to concerns about anti-migrant sentiment. What are the guards saying about this, Paul?
Yeah, the guards have been very clear in their statement in relation to this incident. They say they're following a definite line of inquiry and they're not looking for anyone else. And they say they describe the incident as self-contained. They're also stressing that there's no ongoing threat to the community or anyone else. And that's because this attack involved unaccompanied minors who came here seeking international protection. And the Gardaí, and indeed the government, are anxious that certain elements, particularly online, do not succeed in weaponizing this incident as part of their own anti-migrant agenda. I mean, they accept there may be legitimate concerns raised about Tusla's policy in relation to unaccompanied minors, the location or the suitability of accommodation provided. However, these types of incidents have been used before by people with other agendas. The most notable example is the Dublin riots of November 2023, which were fueled by online misinformation, disinformation, and effectively the spreading of lies and hate. The riots also followed an attack on children in Dublin city centre. And now, 2 years on, many of those involved and those who got caught up in the riots in the most serious incidents that night have been charged, convicted and jailed. Only last Monday, Evan Moore, a 20-year-old trainee electrician who's from Donaghmead, who had never been in trouble in his life before, was jailed for 3 years for setting fire to a Lewis tram, something which he was subsequently remorseful for and expressed regret for in court. And only last Friday, another young man, 22-year-old Thomas Fox, who had expressed a hatred of migrants and was part of a mob who attacked a Garda during the riots, was jailed for 5.5 years. And it's the people on the ground who tend to bear the consequences of these actions and not those behind the keyboards.
Our crime correspondent Paul Reynolds, thank you so much. It is 23 minutes past 8.